Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05, November the 19th, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. That's us. And good morning there, Linda.
Well, good morning. We had a great time at the mall on Saturday. It was really fun. We had we actually streamed through Free Fire, and they had the Reading Adventist Church Bell Choir with a bunch of 16-year-old kids that played. I think there were 12 individuals that played the bells. It was so wonderful. Santa came in. We were glad you guys came out. It was really wonderful. And the beautiful part of being able to do these events is streaming. Friday, we were at the Red Lion Inn for Winter Wonderland. And that was wonderful, the Mercy Guild. So that was a wonderful fashion show. Great makeup, very futuristic, a lot of fun. So we've just been very, very active over the weekend. And in case you're wondering what the weather's going to be today, 47 currently in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have rain today, and the temperatures are around 58 degrees. Temperatures plummeting tonight to about 52. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Monday.
Yeah, and Anselmo Vineyards is next week. They're going to bring in the London cab right here and put it in front of KCNR, and Linda and I are going to be driving around in it on remote.
That'd be fun.
So that'll be fun.
Come down and see them.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, we got a lot of stuff going on today, and we got a lot of things to talk about, but we always start off with our Wells Fargo advisors and our Market Minute, and today, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. Well, stocks are rallying today after congressional leadership expressed hopes for a fiscal cliff deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 143 points at 12,731. The S&P 500 is positive 19 points at 1379. The NASDAQ Composite is up 38 points at 2892. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, positive 30 cents at $9.42. Nokia, positive 12 cents at 289. General Electric, up 42 cents, trading at $20.57. Over to local stocks of interest, Costco, down 22 cents, trading at $95.43. Walmart, positive a quarter at $68.27. Safeway, positive 13 cents at $16.73. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.61% and the 30-year bond 2.76. For commodities, gold is at $15 at $1,729 an ounce. Silver, positive 55 cents at $32. Crude oil, up $1.75 at $88 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. You know, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And if you want to go down there and visit them, head on down to Park Marina Drive, or you can give them a call at 243-7561. 243-7561. Now, we're going to take a quick break here because we got a lot of things happening. And we got to, when we come back, it's an anniversary, and we need to celebrate this anniversary, and we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, your community radio.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, I didn't know you played golf. How's your game?
Well, Sugar Bear, my inner bear loves golf, but my back is killing me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've hit over 1,000 golf balls today. Because I'm hoping to get an invitation to play in the next tour event.
Well, buddy, I don't know if I can cure that awful slice of yours, but I do know one place where there's always a standing invitation, breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You mean Black Bear Diner?
Yep. Just like Sunday dinner at Grandma's, you're always welcome for homestyle comfort food classics at Black Bear Diner.
That pot roast with all the fixings, a huge chicken fried steak with creamy mashed potatoes and country gravy, or maybe even some breakfast. It's served all day, you know.
Yeah, I do know. You can have anything you want, Papa Bear. Put down the driver, grab your keys, and let's go where there's always a welcome.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:13 in the morning, November the 19th. It's 47 degrees out there. Now, let's play it. Wait a minute. Wait. Don't do it. Don't play it. There. Okay. I'm sorry. You were going to do something first.
Well, I was going to give you a little bit of an introduction here. On November 19th, 1863, at the dedication of a military cemetery at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, during the American Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln delivers one of the most memorable speeches in American history. In just 272 words, Lincoln brilliantly and movingly reminded a war-weary public why the Union had to fight and win the Civil War. We thought we would remind you with this today.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here, dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Wow. Jeff Daniels. 149 years ago yesterday, the anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg, which it truly, truly changed the course of the war. There was a high water mark for the Confederacy. They had pushed up north and were swinging to the west and south to heading back toward D.C. when they met on this battlefield. It wasn't a battlefield that Lee would have picked. And in fact, his victories were based on knowing the ground and picking the right terrain. And in this case, the Union picked the terrain and held him. And they fought for three days there. He attacked the Union lines first on the right, then on the left, and finally in the center. He said they can't be strong in all spots. And that's when Pickett's charge, the famous Pickett's charge, when the Confederates literally lined up divisions of men and lined them up. You know, and so they were straight, and they attacked across about almost a mile of open field. I've been to the battle. I've been to Gettysburg and walked the battle sites, been up on the little round top, big round top, in the orchard and all these. And the amount of courage and tenacity to attack that they had, both sides showed. Anyway, they broke the attack, and Lee retreated to the south. And never again did they come north. And at that point, Lincoln, with his Gettysburg Address, which of course has become a piece of history that really every nation could use. Anyway, okay, we saw Lincoln. It's out in the theaters right now. Great movie.
Actually, we wanted to share with you that it's really heavy from according to Kathleen Kennedy, almost everything in this film is documented. Things that you don't really actually read in history books, documented from letters, documented, you know, that might be little hearsays that are documented. So lots of dialogue. I had a girlfriend who I was talking to yesterday said that they went to go see the film Lincoln over the weekend, and she said it just went, there was so much to try to take in, because one might think that there's a lot of action being the North and South and the Gettysburg and the fighting and the famous battles of that era, but there really isn't. There's so much going on during...
It's a political drama.
It is. It's very political, and like I said, there's lots of dialogue, so one may want to see this film several times. I know, well, I do.
It was about passing the 13th Amendment against slavery. And how hard that was, how the Republicans had to really push, how the Republicans had to vote en masse, and then they had to change 20 Democrats over to the Republican side so that they could pass the 13th Amendment. The Senate already passed. It was the House of Representatives. And you had, you know, and it was intrigue, and, anyway, it's a very, very good movie. You know, you can say, oh, this is politics this way or politics that way, but you know what? If you go and just look at the movie and you feel, if you look and see how it was back then and how they're portraying it. And then we just saw a history of Lincoln also on the History Channel, which explained, you know, went into even more depth on some of the things that was happening to him.
His life, and Mary Lincoln Todd, wife, how they grew up, and actually really talked about how both of them were depressed.
He had melancholia.
Lots of depression in their lives.
And he had melancholia is what they called it, but she had full-blown depression. She lost a son, to typhoid fever and then lost another one. She was inconsolable. He called her. He was ready to put her away in a facility.
Home, mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a facility because she couldn't get over it. She was accused of padding the expense account at the White House. I mean, it was all types of things Mary Todd Lincoln was into. But and then Lincoln aged the amount he aged in 5 years or 6 years. Especially in the last 2 years, was extraordinary. It looked like he'd aged 20 years.
And in this really informative documentary that we saw of his life, not the movie, but necessarily the History Channel, talked a lot about his premonitions. He had several premonitions of him dying an early death.
He saw one premonition was he saw himself in a mirror at inauguration, and then a second image behind him of him. And then it faded away. He said, I will be reelected, but I will not finish my term. We're going to take a break now. You know what? Strange things happen in the White House. We'll be right back. We need to talk about what happened in Benghazi. We have a few other things that we're going on to talk about. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's 47 degrees out there. It's going to be cold and rainy. You need coffee. You need hot tea. You can get it at Espresso Joe's. Great prices, too, and veterans get discounts. Then you've got the finest walk-in humidor in the state for those cigars. And they will meet and beat any prices on tobacco products in this town, right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, helping our community. Let's talk about Benghazi. D.C., Benghazi, and the truth. What is the truth? Does anybody know? I realize how important it is to discover which star was voted off Dancing with the Stars. Did Justin Bieber actually win something at the AMA? How about which celebrity's getting married? How about the three-legged dog that's learned how to run? All of those things. Football, movie premieres. Let's talk Benghazi. Finally, the Obama advisors was downplaying. Obama advisors downplaying the complex attack that killed our ambassador and three other Americans. They came out saying that, oh no, this was a protest against a video. Even with all the warnings they had had in August before the September 11th attack. Oh, wait a minute, September 11th. Could that have some kind of connotation to the United States and to the jihadist world? Well, yes, it could have. Warnings from the ambassador himself. And yet, we were still told, oh no, for days afterwards, the talking point said, oh no, this wasn't an attack by, Al-Qaeda. This was just a protest that got out of hand. We had a SEAL on the ground giving reports saying I can laze these targets. We had drones flying overhead. We could have done anything we could have wanted to help them out. Instead, the ambassador goes to a consulate that had not even been reinforced, without bodyguards except for Libyans, and then this happens. And the talking points, this is the big thing. They're saying, well, who came up with these talking points? Petraeus said, we put Al-Qaeda in our brief. Somewhere along the line, after it left Petraeus and the CIA, Al-Qaeda was pulled. Well, excuse me. That it appears to me is that if it was there, why was it pulled? Oh, well, because we weren't sure. Well, of course we're sure. We knew it was a complex attack. Complex attack, what is that? Mortars, machine guns, coordinated. Complex attack. Why did the administration for days afterwards say it was a protest? Even Senator Feinstein has questions about this. Why did this happen? How did it happen? And when it happened that night, when it was going down that night, what did President Obama do? What orders did he issue? That's what I'd like to know. Did he do anything? Did he tell the CIA or the Department of Defense to do anything? What happened then? And then the next morning, he heads off to a fundraiser. And especially right now is, here it is, after the election, why is the mainstream media finally starting to say, hey, well, there's something strange about these talking points. When people all over the United States were asking this question, both Democrats and Republicans, Americans were asking, how did this happen? Wait, no, everybody knows this wasn't. That's not the way it happened. How can you just keep stonewalling it like that? And now, here we are in the Middle East with Israel starting to duke it out with the Palestinians in Gaza. Here we go again. Explosions, rockets, hundreds of rockets being fired in Israel. Israel is striking back with airstrikes, calling up 16,000 reserves. Obama says, well, I warn you about this ground campaign. Okay, why don't you keep warning them about that? But this is going to launch another one in the Middle East. Frankly, I hope we can get our people out of Afghanistan and get them back here, so we can start refitting and rearming, because I have a feeling during this administration, you're going to see the United States someplace else in the Middle East. And we can't just keep going from Iraq to Afghanistan to, Iran or along the borders or something like this. We need to pull them back and fix them. Get them back and refit, rearm, and give our men and women a rest here. Got to take a break. We come back. We have guests. We have the Catholic
Social services, adopt a family.
Adopt
we're going to be hearing
for Christmas
about.
And
we
Thanksgiving.
We did that last year. It was really gratifying. We'll be right back. We're going to hear more about that. KCNR 1460. Good Monday morning to you.
Fox Business Network stocks are firmly in the green, with the Dow already seeing triple-digit gains. Investors are optimistic lawmakers will continue making progress on budget negotiations. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 150 points. Apple is the most successful retail store, according to retail and consumer goods consulting firm. With 372 locations worldwide, the tech giant sells at a rate of more than $6,000 per square foot of floor space. The next most successful company, Tiffany, sold less than half that per square foot. Lululemon, Coach, and Michael Kors round out the top five. And Berkshire Hathaway's Israeli unit, ISCAR, says it can cope with the conflict between Israel and Gaza, as well as any spillover from the Syrian civil war. Warren Buffett has said nothing stops ISCAR, not wars, recessions, or competitors. ISCAR provides industrial cutting equipment and operates around the world. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with two free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 735 in the morning. Carl and the Bot, 47 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Is the price competitive for what you're getting? Do they give discounts for seniors and veterans? Did you know that Shasta Gas Propane services over 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties? Locally owned, family operated. All right. That's very important. And then all their people are safety trained and service oriented. That's Shasta Gas Propane. They do great work for the community and they do great work for their customers. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Tis the season to be aware, and we have a wonderful guest with us this morning by the name of Megan Anderson. Welcome to the show. Megan, one more time.
Thank you for having me.
Usually we just have to turn
it
on.
Yeah, we just have to turn the. So then you are with Northern Valley Catholic Social Services.
Yes.
And are you here to talk about a couple of events? First of all, with Magic of Christmas.
Yeah, we have our yearly Magic of Christmas fundraising event coming up Thursday, December 6th. This will be our silver anniversary of the event, 25 years supporting the youth programs that we have here in Shasta County. It's a dinner held at the Holiday Inn, live auction, silent auction, and all of the proceeds go back to the youth programs that we have, our teen parenting program, youth counseling, and our court-appointed special advocates program. It's a new program here in Shasta County.
And when is this event again?
Thursday, December 6th. And we have, about 10 tables left that we're hoping to fill and looking to do another record year for the event.
Excellent, because I know how people gather around and, we look at our funds, we start to think about what are we going to do for Christmas. Last year, I've got 6 nieces and nephews with combined families, and we were thinking about, what do we do? We can get them a gift card. There's all kinds of things that we can do, but last year we made the decision to adopt a family. And so the money that we would go to buy an object went to adopting a family. Can you tell us about that program?
Adopt a Family is one of the most well-known programs that we have with Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. It's often an introductory program to the other services that we offer. But that is something that we are in full swing with right now. We're hoping to serve between 400 and 500 families here in Shasta County. And it's everything from cash donations that we receive to families that are listed on our website that are adopted by the public. You can go to our website, nvcss.org, and view the families that we have listed here in Shasta County, the wish list items that they have, and either adopt a family or, like I mentioned, go ahead and drop by or mail in a cash donation. And then our agency will shop for those families that are not donor adopted. And so that every family referred to our program will receive some sort of a Christmas.
And what's interesting is when you go to the Catholic Social Service main office again, which is on
Washington Avenue,
and if you're looking to do this kind of thing where you adopt a family, you can go through a book and you can read about the specifics of that family. And the family that we adopted last year was a veteran and was actually bringing in his daughter and his grandchildren because they were falling on hard times. So it was a big family together. And they were just looking for, the boots and the winter mittens and that kind of thing. And I thought, it's a veteran. So this is kind of, what we did. They don't mention names. We don't know who they are. But that's a wonderful feeling. Don, Megan, how did you get involved
with the agency as a whole?
Yes.
I kind of fell upon the job description by mistake. I was looking for jobs, saw someone post something on Facebook of all things, found the job description, applied for it, and I really felt like it was a good fit for me in the time of my life, and I've loved every minute of it since then.
So how many people are associated with your organization here?
We work in 6 counties in the North State, Siskiyou, Shasta, Tehama, Trinity, Glenn, and Butte. And we have about 160 employees, but I don't think people realize how much volunteer support we have. Between those 6 counties, we have about 1,000 volunteers that help make all of our programs run. We couldn't have the programs that we do without the volunteer support in the oftentimes the background or even like our CASA program, that's all volunteer based.
Okay, that's Well, we're going to take a quick break here, but see, that's one of the things that's really important is the fact of, again, volunteerism, people volunteering to help all the time. And when we come back, I want to talk about economy and how the impact it maybe has had on you all.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. It is November the 19th, 47 degrees out there. I think it's supposed to be raining today. What is the weather going to be?
Looks like we're going to have, again, it's 47 degrees. It looks like we have a 90% chance of rain today, with temperatures reaching around 58 tonight, 52. Tomorrow, it looks like we are rain all throughout the week. Wednesday night, we start to lift up a little bit. And then Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with a temperature of 61. It'll be a beautiful day when we all gather and get together. So it will be a wet week, and the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where, by the way, the two London Cabs, or they're called the Cabbies, the London Cabs, will be here Monday. We're going to actually do a live remote and have them out in front. So if you're wondering about those London Cabs, you're going to get to see them when you drive by and come by and see us.
Brand new. They smell brand new. They just have redone everything except the size of them. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You got trouble with your heater? Call Alliance Heating and Air. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They don't care. You call, they haul. They're going to be there to fix it, repair it, clean it. That's what they do. Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business since 1992. Their phone number is 221-2642. Head for their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air.
Our guest this morning is Megan Anderson from Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, and we're talking about the Magic of Christmas fundraising event that they've got going on December 6th. We wanted to we talked at the break, Megan, about give us a story of when we go on the 6th, and those who buy tickets, you know, give us a little bit of a like a visual or a story of what the funds are going towards.
Okay, so the money is split between our three Shasta County youth programs, teenage pregnancy and parenting program, our youth counseling that we offer, and our court-appointed special advocates program. And, for example, with our CASA program, the monies that are raised at the fundraiser will go to help train new volunteers. And those volunteers work with children that, for one reason or another, are involved with the court dependency system. They have been removed from the home or living with a different family member for the time being, with the ultimate goal of getting them back into a permanent safe home. And so the monies from Magic of Christmas will help to train new volunteers. And we just swore in our eighth class of volunteers with the Shasta County court system last week. And Karen, the program manager, is set to do another training in the January-February time. So money from this event will help buy training materials, pay for additional training once advocates are sworn in. It's a continuing education program. So without events like Magic of Christmas, the funding wouldn't be there to continually train the volunteers needed for this great program.
Thank you for that. I needed the clarity. And we know that the CASA program is really, we know people that are going through it, have gone through it. Mm-hmm. And people who support it. So we appreciate all that, Northern Valley Catholic Social Services does. Now let's talk about the, teen pregnancy program.
Okay.
Share with us what,
we have a couple case managers here in Shasta County. Again, Karen kind of oversees that, and the caseworkers work with students, in the teenage years that are, pregnant or have young children, and they can be served for 24 months. They have to be enrolled in the program by the time that they are 19 years old. And it's parenting skills, making sure the home is safe if the client is pregnant, that they're receiving proper prenatal care, and all of the steps to help get them off on the right foot as they are becoming young parents.
Great. So December 6th.
Holiday Inn.
Okay, Holiday Inn. And give us your website one more time.
NVCSS.org. That has more information on the event there, or you can call our main office at 241-0552 and get more information that way.
Well, thank you, Megan Anderson, and we really appreciate all that you do for the community.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
And, if anybody, give them the phone number one more time.
241-0552.
Okay, and there's so many things that you all do to help our community, and during this time of our economic downturn, I know things are tough, and you see this, and because we go to a lot of fundraisers, and we're asked to participate in those, and we're seeing is that it's the people are trying, but it's just tougher this year.
It is, but when people have a passion for a certain program, they'll make the effort. Last year we had a record year at Magic of Christmas. We set up 10 more tables than we had in years past, so that's 80 people that came that hadn't been there before.
And I think that you're right. I think that's the secret. If you have a passion like Turtle Bay or the library or Adopt a Family and all this, that people will stick to that one.
Right.
But the ones that suffer then are the ones that is their number two and three charity. I think are the ones that are going to be hitting, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Well, that's why we dig deeper in our pockets. We find how we can buy tickets and support and be there and be involved with silent auction and do what we can. And you know what you do have a silent auction.
We do.
Okay. I am not proud I am not too proud to tell people, chances are what you get from me for Christmas, I got it at a silent auction. Really, because it goes towards charity, and then I can give
That's
you
right.
something. And I love that whole idea of supporting the community in that way. So
I think it's right.
I do it every year.
Yep. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
We're going to
you.
Take a quick break, and when we come back, we got a few things to talk about and catch up here. You know what? Some things happened this weekend we didn't even mention that are really super important.
All right,
we'll
Thanks,
be right
Megan
back.
Megan Anderson.
Thank you.
Again,
Carlin
December
the
6th, Magic of Christmas. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket. And with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Reading Crown Motors right today. Going down there. You know what? Sales tax is going up. Sales tax is going up come January. More taxes. In fact, George Runner of the State Equalization Board is going to be our guest after 8 o'clock today to talk about taxes and those things. But head on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, our Reading Crown Motors, and you let your neighbors make a great deal for you on cars, trucks, SUVs, new, previously owned, you name it, they got it. Not only that, but they will service these vehicles so that they will always keep you on the road and safe. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue right there in Reading, or give them a call at 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. There was something big this weekend.
Yeah, we had two events that were packaging for the troops.
We had Christmas packaging for the troops and also the Vietnam Veterans Memorial fundraiser that we were at. Anyway, let's go to the phones first. Don, good morning.
Good morning. On behalf of Judy Maxwell and Don Shulman, we'd like to wish you and Linda, or Linda and you, a great gobble gobble day.
Oh,
well, you
thank
know what?
You. We love
we
you guys.
We appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And Judy and I just thought Sunday, gosh, one of us should call, and I got elected. Just say, you guys are wonderful. We enjoy being on your station. It's a blessing. And at Thanksgiving, you and the station will be in our prayers.
Wonderful. And you know what? We think the world of you. Otherwise, we wouldn't, you know. We love having you in our home. This is our home, and we love having you here. You're
in our case,
positive,
in our family.
Absolutely. A positive energy, and, you know, you have a mindful radio show, and that's all that we can ask is, you know, be informative and positive and share with our great community great things that are going on.
Thank you for those kind words.
Well, it's true, though, Don. Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell have a great show on Sundays, and it's one of community, and it's one of happiness. There's nobody getting, you know, whacked or anything there. It's just positive aspects of life, and you can't ask for more than that.
Thank you, Don.
Well, we sure had a good time last Sunday. We had a John Gonzalez, the renowned piano player,
yes,
and singer on, and I did a duet with him, too.
It
went over, okay.
He is a wonderful artist, and I'm sure I got to go back into the archives so we can hear that. We're bouncing around all weekend, so yeah. All right, good. Well, have a happy,
always a pleasure. Happy, and thanks again for the kind words.
All right, you have a safe and happy Thanksgiving with your family.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Hey, the other day when we were at the mall Saturday night, it already feels like it was 3 days ago, we went right from the Bringing in Santa. We did On the Spot Bringing in Santa and the first snowfall. We got in a car and we went to the Civic Auditorium. And or the Civic, what's it called now? The Civic, I still don't have it down. The new Civic Center, the Civic Auditorium. And it was Christmas for the troops, packaging gifts to send to the place was packed.
Well, you know what, it was the
wonderful
tables. The tables reached from one end of the Civic Auditorium to the other end inside there, and people were lined up. Must have been 200 people at least lined up to start packaging. You know, putting stuff in the packages. And you know what, it was going to be like other times. That one time around wasn't going to be enough. As soon as you finished one, you just get right back in line again. Because I think some people are going to be able to do two or three. There was a tremendous amount of supplies to send to our troops. So what a great, great, great job. Charlie Thompson and Michelle Flynn and, you know, Linda Kent. Oh, Julie Clausen. Julie and Barry are leaving us. They're moving to Sacramento. And we're, you know, what a hole that is going to leave in the fabric of the veteran community.
Let's do a shout out to Tom Basanko, our sheriff. He shows up, man. You talk about somebody who shows up. He was there in line, and we want to thank the A team. They did a wonderful pasta feed, and we had some of our representatives there, Bill Chappelle and Patrick Jones, and
Melissa Hunt was there. And then we went over to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial dinner that they
had
at the Veterans Hall, that the Classic Cafe, Millie and Kathy are the ones behind that. Oh my gosh, and what a great job they did. And then they were raising money for this Vietnam Veterans Memorial that will go up on IGO.
That's going to be a spectacular art piece. And so the artist was there, and we saw Randy and Denise Denham, and we saw in fact, somebody actually donated a 1986 full-on with the helmets matching, one of those great
Honda
Goldwing. Can you believe that? So there was all kinds of great, again, fundraising for the Vietnam Memorial art piece.
It's going to be brass. It's going to be out there.
Yes.
It's 20 feet high, 12 feet wide. Well, I was bidding on the painting of it. And somebody was bidding against me, and I'd bid. And I go, who's bidding? And I turn around, it's Linda.
Because we were bidding against each other,
other. It was in a humorous sense there, because we wanted to help with this thing.
Right.
It's a great. Anyway, okay, when we come back after the break, we should have George Runner with us, State Board of Equalization.
Fire tax?
He wants to talk fire tax, but I also want to talk about, you know what? Now that we've got two thirds of a majority in both the Senate and the Assembly, the Democrats can raise taxes all they want, and then they can override any vetoes. And I just saw one Friday that said tripling. You know, this has arisen. Tripling your car or your vehicle licensing tax. Tripling it. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Is there any end in sight to the fighting that's killed 96 Palestinians and 3 Israelis? Not yet.
This enemy was surprised. It has backfired. The surprise was against them, not against us.
Palestinian Hamas leader Khaled Mashal says Israel started it and must end it. Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren.
We do want an end to the fighting. We want Hamas to stop shooting at 5.5 million Israeli families.
Bomb shelters are ready, like one Fox News Radio's Emily Wither visited under a playground near the Gaza border.
Designed as a very large caterpillar. I'm told that it's completely bomb-proof. It's made with very thick concrete. Should, in the event that the children and their mothers at this playground hear a siren, hear the red alert warning, they can run into these caterpillars and take shelter.
President Obama is supporting Israel, but his focus now is Asia, making historic stops in two countries. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
President Obama becoming the first U.S. president to visit Cambodia today. He's there to attend a summit of Southeast Asian nations. The visit symbolic of his strategic pivot towards the Pacific. Earlier, he became the first U.S. president to visit Burma. He praised recent political reforms there, but he said more has to be done.
Instead of being repressed, the right of people to assemble together must now be fully respected.
The president visited with fellow Nobel Peace Prize recipient and Burmese opposition figure Aung San Suu Kyi. Dave?
Mike, why did the driver of the Veterans Parade float a freight train crashed into last week in Midland, Texas, cross the tracks despite the warning bells and lights? Investigators hope to question him today. NTSB spokesman Mark Rosekind does say this happened in a quiet zone.
Typically, there would be a horn blast a quarter mile before the grade crossing. In a quiet zone, there's no horn blast.
4 vets were killed. There was more home buying last month. Previously owned home sales rose 2.1%. On Wall Street, a rally, the Dow up 160 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Don't miss the Sam's Club members only Black Friday event. You'll find exceptional values on your favorite brands, like Samsung, HP, and Vizio. Doors open Friday at 7 a.m. Come see why it's one of the best times to be a Sam's Club member. Not a member yet? Get in on the savings and receive up to a $40 gift card when you join November 23rd through the 25th. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain check. See club for details.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a garment. Give a, give a, give a, give a garment.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com, Garmin.com.
Hurricane Sandy damaged tens of thousands of homes in New York and New Jersey. Some of them have to be torn down, and that's tough to take.
They have to rip it apart, take it apart, and all my stuff is still inside, but I can't get it out. So I'm stuck.
He's on Staten Island in New York City, where some displaced residents haven't been told yet the bulldozer is coming. It is still a search at sea for a worker still missing after Friday's oil platform fire off the Louisiana coast. And Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, search and rescue teams off the coast of Grand Isle, Louisiana, are still looking for what is expected to be the remains of an oil platform worker lost after the platform exploded last week. Another body's been found, says Black Elk Energy CEO John Hoffman.
We've located one body. That body has not been recovered yet.
They're trying to retrieve it from under the sea. 4 other workers are still recovering from severe burns. The explosion is being blamed on the use of a torch to cut a pipe, Dave.
Now, Evan, also in the Gulf of Mexico, a murder mystery. Someone is going after dolphins.
Killing them and maiming them.
We responded to one dolphin from Alabama that had its tail cut off. Dolphin on Ship Island with its lower jaw cut off. And in the last week, we had one dolphin with a bullet hole in him.
Dr. Moby Salangi is with Marine Mammal Studies in Gulfport. Someone or some group may be on a rampage. In Alabama, a dolphin was stabbed and killed with a screwdriver. Nobody knows who's doing it, but killing dolphins is a federal offense, punishable by up to $100,000 and a year behind bars. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
There was a scary Southwest Airlines flight on Saturday from Kansas City to Dallas. It lost cabin pressure. Passengers and crew had to wear those oxygen masks that dropped down until the plane could descend to a safe altitude, and the plane did without incident land in Dallas. It's undergone some maintenance and is back in the air today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 8:05 in the morning. It is November 19th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 47 degrees out there today, 90% chance of rain. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And now let's go immediately to our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo representative, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, hello, everyone. Well, stocks and commodities are moving higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 157 points at 12,745. The S&P 500 is up 20 points at 1381. The NASDAQ Composite is higher, up 44 points at 2898. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Facebook, positive 7 cents, trading at 2362. CineCorp up $4.24 at $49.37 per share. Apple up $21 at $5.49 and a quarter. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares positive 43 cents, trading at 15.18. North Valley Bank up a nickel at 14.04. Bank of Commerce up 2 pennies at 4.5. Over to commodities, gold is up $19 at $17.34 per ounce. Silver positive 64 cents at 33. Crude oil up $2 at $89 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. You know, Susan Eastman and the rest of the Wells Fargo advisors gives us the Wells Fargo Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You want to go down and visit them, they're down at Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. These are really good people giving you the best advice. Okay, we're going to our guest today is George Runner, who is from the State Board of Equalization. Good morning, George. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good. You know, we've got kind of a tenuous connection with you, but it sounds pretty good right now, so we've got to keep going.
Okay.
Now, you're going to be on. We're going to take a quick break, but Mr. Runner's here to talk from the State Board of Equalization about this fire tax. Can I have you address other types of taxes and fees that may be rolling through here?
Absolutely. There's a number of them, I think, that people should be aware of, both that voters approved and also some that the legislature did last year.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back and have you tell us a little bit about what the State Board of Equalization is. People are elected for this. This isn't an appointed position, if I understand this right. And so we can talk about that first and then talk about what may be coming down the pike at us.
Okay,
all right.
Time to do it.
All right, this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 8:08 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:12 in the morning, November the 19th, 47 degrees out there, 90% chance of rain today. It's going to be rainy most of the week, my friends. 530-605-4567. Write it down because you're going to probably want to make some phone calls here. Or we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com if you got something in the chat room. Because our guest is George Runner from the State Board of Equalization. Good morning.
Hi, Carl. Good morning.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about the State Board of Equalization, George, for those who kind of got an idea, but maybe not too sure.
Sure. Well, California is very unique, and it's the only state that has a directly elected tax board. You know, oftentimes these are handled by agencies, the Department of Revenues, and other states that are just basically out of the governor's office and are just kind of bureaucratic agencies. In California, we have what's called the Board of Equalization. It was set up back in the late 1800s. To try to create equality amongst taxes amongst counties. And it was set up as an elected board. And so we have four board members that are elected by districts across the state. So the districts are very large. My district starts down in the Southern California area and goes all the way up through the eastern side of the United States, or through the eastern side of California, and then to the Oregon border, which obviously includes a Redding then. We have about 9 million constituents. And then we have a fifth member of the board who's the state controller. And so that's basically how the board is made up. The responsibilities of the board is we end up dealing a lot with, tax disputes, tax appeals. So we have each month we'll meet for a series of days dealing with people who, feel like they were taxed unfairly or, they should have paid a tax and they didn't. And these could be anything. These could be fees. These could be sales tax. These could be income tax. And so we'll have a series of hearings like that where people actually can bring their disputes, their concern directly to a group of elected officials who will then make a decision or a judgment in regards to their tax situation. And then the other issue is that the Board of Equalization is responsible for collecting a lot of the fees and taxes. And so, for instance, the discussion we're going to have today about the fire fee, or fire tax, as I think it is, was set by the legislature, and it gave the responsibility of collecting that fee to the Board of Equalization.
Well, can you ever refuse to collect the tax?
Well, if it's the law, you know, and therefore it's responsibility of the board to collect it, we can't really refuse because we have to obey the law.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this. This, you know, this is the primary reason you called was our fire tax. You can call it a firefighting fee, but it's really a fire tax. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, again, that was done by the legislature to raise some money. They wanted to raise about $80-90 million. And so the way they did that is they said, let's go ahead and charge a tax or a fee to these people who live in what's called the state responsibility area. That's where the state of California, through CAL FIRE, is responsible for being the first responder. And we're going to take some money from CAL FIRE, and we need to replenish it. So let's go ahead and charge those people who live in those areas this extra tax. Again, I like to remind people that it pays for nothing new. It just backfills CAL FIRE for the money that the state used to pay for other things. And akin, you know, to me, it's akin to the idea of saying if you live in a high crime area, we're going to charge you extra money for incarceration because more people come to, you know, prison from your area than other areas. It just is wrong. You know, basic responsibility of government is to take care of public safety, property, people's lives, and to charge extra for that makes no sense. And that's, you know, so in terms of the tax itself, it's wrong because of that. The reason why it's a tax and not a fee, I believe, is because not everybody gets an equal benefit from it. And so as a result of that, it should have been passed by a two-thirds majority of the legislature. Instead, it was just a simple majority. And that's why I'm joining with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association in taking this legal fight to court in order to overturn this particular fee or chart tax.
Well, let me ask you a question now, George. Since the election, there is a supermajority in both the Assembly and the Senate.
Yes.
So, I mean, even if you prevail in court, can't they pass it again?
Yes. Right now they could do that. Right now they could take this back up again. Of course, they'd have to make it. They can't make it retroactive into the previous year. But going forward, they certainly could take it back up again. Passed it with two-thirds, and therefore then make it a tax as it is. Now, the problem is that there are some Democrats that make up that supermajority who are really affected by this, who didn't vote for it before. And as a result of that, it would place them in a position where they'd have to vote for it this time.
Okay, well, that would be that could probably stop some of them from that. The you know, what I see is down even in Granite Bay, my in-laws, are now hit with a tax fee or this fire tax, and they live in a subdivision.
Right,
they live in the subdivision down there.
Yeah, and I don't know again how your in-law's house looks or works with, but they're clearly in many of the places that this fee is being attached to. There's absolutely no responsibility that those homeowners have in regard to fire prevention. You know, clearing property around them, those typical kinds of things that happen, and that's why it is that it's a tax and not a fee. You know, we have people who live in the middle of, in the desert, if you will, who absolutely are no threat to fire. There's nothing that they can do, and yet they're having to pay this fire prevention fee, you know, which is, again, why we believe it's a tax and why we think the court will overturn it.
Okay, well, let's ask the next question here. Is this for every house, habitable house, on your property?
The way the tax is worked out is it's $150 per inhabitable structure. So if you happen to have a house and then you have a trailer out front and back, or if you have an apartment over your garage, then you'll be charged twice the $150. So it's per inhabitable structure on your property.
What about people in a business that say they have an RV park?
No, it's not applied to commercial property. So if you have a apartment house, or if you have a business, it's not applied to your property at that point.
Well, then isn't that being discriminative toward people with living in a single family dwelling as opposed to say next door to them is an apartment building? The guy's making money.
Yeah, I think there's problems all the way through it. It was just that, you know, they they knew they could only get out with a minimum number of boats, and so they tried to make it as broad as possible, or narrow as possible, excuse me, in order to not offend certain groups of people. One would be the Apartment Owners Association. Uh-huh. And so, therefore, that's why they ended up with this very narrow issue. And, again, it's just wrong on numbers of levels. The key issue for folks up there is the bills are going out alphabetically by county. And so I believe the Shasta County bills actually start going out this week, so people will start to read them.
It is, and our tax collector here has already made a statement that she says, look, this wasn't my idea, but we do have to send them out and collect it, which I thought was pretty cool. Yeah.
Right, and that's the problem, is that the legislature did this, and then other people are responsible for it, but it was really done poorly. As a result of that, a lot of the mailing is just wrong. A lot of the information is wrong. There's really no place where you actually have that information, for instance, to how many inhabitable structures there were on a given piece of property. And so what we're finding is just a lot of errors in the billings themselves, because that kind of information just wasn't kept, that didn't keep the legislature from passing a bad bill.
Yeah. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here, George. And when we come back, I'd like follow up on this, of course, but address any new bill, any new taxes you see coming. In the paper on Friday, I thought I saw that it said that one of the members of the Assembly or the Senate was talking about tripling the vehicle tax. I don't know.
Yeah,
did you see that one?
I saw that.
Okay, well, let's talk about that when we come back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. George Runner from the State Board of Equalization is our guest today. And we're talking about the fire tax. We're talking about other ways that our elected representatives in Sacramento can suck that last drop of our tax blood out of us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl, I'm Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers serving Shasta County families for since 2004. Over 50 wonderful caregivers and providing assisted living, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded, and insured. This is from Home Helpers. Give Sharon a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment. Give her a call at 226-8350. That's 530-226-8350. And it's getting to be that time of the year again. Maybe Mom and Dad need a little help. Anyway, that's Home Helpers. Okay, our guest is George Runner from the State Board of Equalization. We've been talking about the fire tax and how they're going to fight that, but now there's others that may be coming down the road. Is that true, George?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I really don't think the voters intended to do, as they ended up voting a supermajority into the legislature, a couple weeks ago, was to be prepared for the kinds of tax issues that they may be confronted with. Already we're hearing about different kinds of issues with increase on vehicle license fees, tax on services, undermining and doing away with parts of Prop 13. And the reality is, you know, a lot of times in this last election, people said, you know, they voted for some tax increases, thinking that that would kind of get California out of its deficit. Well, the problem is that, you know, what I've observed, and I spent 12 years in the legislature, is there's never enough money for those who want to continue to spend taxpayers' money. And as a result of that, now that they have the supermajority, I think there's going to be a lot of stuff on the table.
I think you're right. Hey, we have a caller, George. Let's go to the phones here. Daniel, you are live on KCNR. Do you have a question for Mr. Runner from the State Board of Equalization?
Good morning. I just was curious if there is any idea about, on average, how much in total entitlements people get in the state of California right now that are, you know, the young working age people.
Okay. Did you hear that, George?
Yes, I did, Daniel. Thank you. And I don't know what the totals are. I do know that that of entitlements across the nation, California provides a third of all the entitlements that go out to folks across the United States. Basically, we end up with a third of them, which just shows you how out of balance we are with those who are individuals who are basically needing to get government relief or government subsidies at some point, and how many more there are of those folks than there are those who actually then end up being contributors. And that's one of the base problems in California.
Right. Now my follow-up would be on that, of course, if we could convince the legislature that maybe we should either lower or have a tax holiday on corporations, then we could get people working instead of paying out entitlements. So not only are we saving money on all those entitlements, but we'd be actually bringing in revenue from people working and paying income taxes.
Absolutely. You know the real key for California to get out of this economic crisis is not higher taxes. It's getting people back to work.
Exactly.
California has, you know, the third highest unemployment rate in the nation. And when Californians are working, we have plenty of revenue. And so we've got to stop this concept where we keep taxing the folks who are working and paying taxes, whether it's corporate or individual. And we've got to turn it around and figure out how do we get people back to work.
Well, we wouldn't be in the red if we weren't paying so much entitlements, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, Daniel, thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
You bet. You know, George, here's the thing is, when you said, I don't think the people, when they voted, realized that they were given a two-thirds majority, the supermajority. You know what? I think that they didn't care. Frankly, it's like the national election. If you point out, you know, the economy is the worst it's been. I mean, unemployment, 23 million people out of work, our affairs overseas. I mean, just everything. If you just go through it all, people still voted for that. So, it's, you know, they voted in a supermajority, and you're right. Prop 13 could be under fire.
Yep. Yeah. No, I think you're right. I mean, I think there was a vote that said that people are okay with bigger government. They just kind of feel like somebody else ought to pay for it. And I think that's the issue that they're going to be confronted with.
Well, okay, let's talk about that for a second. And we've got about a minute here before we have to take a break. But who's going to pay for it? Do you see higher taxes? They've already raised the taxes once. I was talking to somebody yesterday, said his taxes are now 53% of every dollar that he makes, he's paying to the government. And that's not counting sales tax.
Yep. Yeah, no, I think what happened is people always think somebody else should pay. You know, whether it be higher income folks, whether it be smokers, whether it be whoever, you know, target somebody. But the problem is that I think what people are going to find is you can do all that all you want, but there's not enough revenue coming in from those targeted sources to pay for the kind of spending that sometimes the liberals want to pay for. Well, that all liberals always want to pay for. And so it's going to come up with some kind of broad-based tax increases, which quite frankly is what you saw when you saw the vote on Prop 30. I mean, it was a sales tax increase too.
Yeah, okay.
Along with higher income.
All right, George, we have to take a quick break for our news and all that. Then we'll come back and finish up our segment with you. But, yeah, I'd like to talk about that one, too. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. George Winter, State Board of Equalization, is our guest.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Chiangrasso. Islamic Jihad says one of its top militant leaders was killed in an Israeli strike on a media center in Gaza City.
As Israel continues to target Gaza, they're being condemned by Turkey, who say the strikes are acts of terrorism.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither on the Gaza border.
Israel is denying that they asked Hamas for a truce. The comments were made by the leader of Hamas, currently holding ceasefire talks in Cairo.
Hamas fighters continue to fire rockets into Israel, including 75 today. Ho, ho, huh? Believe it or not, folks are already lined up on Monday morning for the Black Friday holiday sales. It has a lot to do with smaller lines.
Imagine having the whole store for yourself. You could pick anything you want without bunching up with people.
And smaller price tags.
Every year I come blind without knowing exactly what it is and always come out with really good deals.
Walmart and Target plan to open Thanksgiving night. Fox News, we report, you decide.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey there, Papa Bear. You exercising with dinner plates?
Well, Sugar Bear, I'm working out to improve my intake capacity.
Your intake capacity? What does that mean?
Well, with our breakfast, lunch, and dinner portions so enormous that I just can't finish them in one sitting. So I'm working on my intake capacity.
Papa Bear, you don't need to eat it all in one sitting. In fact, at the Black Bear Diner, we want our guests to sit down for as long as they want, enjoy their families as much as their food, and if they have plenty of our homestyle comfort food left over to take home and enjoy again, well, that's great.
Ooh, that's a relief. I'm exhausted. And I broke four plates.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios here. Today we have 90% chance of rain, so it is umbrella day. Temperatures around 58 with a rain tonight and 52 throughout the week. It looks like our forecast, 100% chance of rain tomorrow night. On a Thursday, it lightens up with the sun and the sky opening up with around 61, but mostly sunny. The weather is always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards.
I feel wet already, and I haven't even been outside yet.
I like this kind of weather. It's so fall-ish.
Yeah. Okay, here, our guest is Mr. George Runner from the State Board of Equalization. We've talked about the fire tax and how they're trying to fight that. However, the two-thirds majority means they could probably bring that up. Again, we've talked about the possibility of tripling the vehicle licensing tax or fee or whatever you want to call it. I think the bottom line is that people don't realize is that, you know, with Mr. Runner, is that with the fire tax and then the one we just voted on, Prop 30, is that there's going to be more and more taxes and fees coming our way.
Yeah, there really will be. And even you're hearing Democrat leadership, whether it be the governor or whether it be the legislative leaders in the Democrat Party, kind of trying to hold back that thought and that tax or that the talk about tax. But, you know, the reality is that these individuals that have been elected to the legislature from a lot of these more liberal areas just have a long list of what it is that they want to do, and they want to do it with your tax dollars.
Well, you know, when we talk about it, in our chat room said, comes back full circle to people that don't work. Well, the thing is that people say, well, let the rich people pay for it. Well, you could take all the rich people in California that make $1 million a year or more, take all their money, and it wouldn't make a dent in it.
The problem with that kind of thinking is, A, there's not enough dollars there, but the other issue I'd like to remind people of is people who have wealth, people who make significant dollars are the most flexible with where they want to live and where they want to be. And so oftentimes what you'll find, and that's why you'll find professional athletes all live in Florida. Why? And for what? There's no personal income tax. And so people who have great flexibility with where they can spend their time or where they can move their wealth around, they avoid tax. And so it never quite works out the way people think it's going to.
Well, you know, and then we have things like, and you add the sales tax, okay? So people of lower incomes get hit by that a lot harder than people that are rich. And then the cap and trade that's just started, that's going to be passed down to people. Obamacare. Right. I don't think people realize that all this is going to impact on the middle class and the lower middle class.
There's no way that all the things that we're being confronted with, whether it be a cap and trade now in California or whether it be sales tax increases, whatever those are going to be affecting the individuals who are in dead center of the middle class. And there's just no way. I mean, there's just too many people there in order to find money from. And so that's why you're going to find those individuals and those families at great risk. It's going to be either through a deduction adjustment or all kinds of things, because again, there's this desire to make government bigger. And one of the things I like to remind people of is not just about how big government gets that should concern us, but the reality is every time government starts to do something new, and gets bigger at it and then has to take money from individuals in order to pay for it, it actually is a reduction of an individual's personal freedom. Because now they're having to choose to do, they're having to take money away from themselves, or the government's taking money away from themselves, which is money they got to choose to, what they wanted to spend before. And now they can't. And the reality, the other part of that is whenever government gets into something, it's only going to get more and more expensive. And so as a result of that, it may only be this much now, but it's going to be more in the future, and it's going to, they're going to come right back after you. So it's really an attack on personal liberty and freedom as we see government get bigger.
Well, I see this thing with Proposition 30. Oh, it's going to sunset in 4 years. We'll have everything fixed by that point. You know, I frankly don't believe that. They're going to, you know, they'll trot out again the, education. Look at us. We're still down at the bottom. We still aren't paying. We're, you know, we still aren't educating our children, even though that our, you know, the administrative side of education in California is probably tripled by that point. I just don't see it going away. I agree with you. Once it's there, it's really difficult getting it out. It's like a tick that buries itself in there. It's hard getting them out of there.
Well, and again, now with a two-thirds majority, they won't have to worry about going back to the people for that vote.
Yeah,
and they can go ahead and just put those back in place, continue those, just like they wanted to do before. Remember, the legislature wanted to do that before under Governor Schwarzenegger, the temporary taxes that were put into place. The governor tried to extend them. They weren't successful. Then they went to the ballot, and the people voted down that extension just a couple of years ago. Now with a two-thirds majority, there's no reason to think that the elected officials in the legislature, the governor, would just automatically just continue them.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing: is Brown, and this is a scary thought, could become the most conservative member up there in Sacramento. Because he could be vetoing things right every time they come to him. He could veto it, and they can turn around and just override him.
And
is that scary?
They absolutely can. And the fact is that in Governor Brown's first term, 20, 30 years ago,
yeah.
he was known as the governor who was overturned by the legislature more than any other in history. So the legislature will not just respond to what the governor vetoes. They will respond to what it is they think that the money should be spent for. And again, you can't stop that now that there's a two-thirds majority in the legislature.
Well. Hey, you know, our guest today has been George Runner from the State Board of Equalization. And he called to talk about they're fighting the fire tax. But as you've learned during the show, is that they're talking about raising the vehicle licensing fee. They're talking about with the two-thirds majority, they can override. They don't even have to go to the people anymore to raise taxes, even though Brown says it, because they can do it, because with the two-thirds majority, they can just say, oh, no, we really need this for our education. No, we really need this to help our people, and just override any veto he has.
Now, Carl, I think that the thing that I look forward to is I think with all that power, I do believe it's going to be misused. I don't think people can keep themselves from doing it, abusing their authority. And as a result of that, I think it's going to be a new day for those who are concerned about the size of the government. When they see how hungry those political leaders are going to be for their dollars, I think it's going to be a new day. And I think, again, California's going to wake up and say, hey, we didn't mean for this to take place.
No, I think you're right. I think that, and I think people are going to see other things, and they go at the national level, and they're going to say,
yep.
whoa, wait, this isn't what we meant.
Yep.
It's going to be there, and maybe we need to get our nose bent and bloodied before, so we can fix this.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that there'll be great overreach, and as a result of that, I think people not only in California but across the nation will say, "Hey, look, this is not the America we wanted. This isn't the California we wanted." And as a result of that, you will see political change.
Okay, well, let's close it on that one then. So thanks, thanks a lot for being with us, George Runner from the State Board of Equalization. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. Have a great Thanksgiving. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. We got a couple other things we want to talk about. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals. And an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, Roger's on every night, well, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10. Roger Hitchcock, you know what, man of common sense, great common sense, when they said, hey, let's be on your show. Let's be on your station. 8:46 in the morning, Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for veterans and seniors. I'll be okay. It's Monday. Man's last stronghold.
This is Cypress Square Barbershop.
In fact, probably today.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to Thanksgiving.
They'll be open for business today.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, let's go to Terry.
Terry, good morning. What's happening at the Tea Party meeting tonight?
Well, not only that, but an interesting thing is I've got some good follow-up on Prop 30, or not Prop, well, Prop 30 and also some good follow-up on the fire tax tonight. Jan Hanks. Newly elected Jan Hanks to the old Shasta Water Board, has a breakout group on what George Runner was talking about, and that is she's going to help people with the forms, the appeal process. We're going to have a breakout group. We'll be doing this for several weeks as these bills come in. That's 2570 Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, 6 o'clock Monday night. So any of you folks out there that have a problem with the fire tax, Jan will be helping with that. George Runner did come out and talk to us. In early August, there's a couple things that he didn't mention. One is that bill you're going to be getting here is not for 2012. It's retroactive to 2011.
You know, that's what I heard, that it goes back like that. So these people are going to, you know, like I
said. It gets better.
Okay.
It gets better because what happens is in March you're going to get one for 2012. But probably in August you're going to get one for 2013. Now, I talked to a gentleman in Shingletown who has five pieces of property and seven structures. Seven times 150 times three is what? About $2,500.
Well, you went way beyond my math capabilities there. Okay, yeah,
that's about it. Right. About $2,500 is what he's going to get hit with this year. So, Mr. Runner is great. He was a senator, as you guys know. Great guy.
Yep.
But the thing is, we were down in Sacramento at the Capitol after George spoke to us in early August and went down there at the end of August, and we were told down at the Capitol that they are looking into, talking about adding more fees, adding fees if you have a shop. So now if you have a shop, an outbuilding and you have your structure on this property, you can get hit with three bills.
I don't see why you wouldn't be taxed. I mean, if they're going to be taxed and they're going to get you for your house, well, if you have a barn on there, why wouldn't they? Because you have to protect the barn. Why don't they charge you for the barn?
Sure, you're right, buddy. And a shop.
And this is the thing. How about a garage? How about just anything out there? How about two sheds out there? Hey,
yeah.
Just take all of our money.
You bet. I think I'd probably have a bonfire.
Why don't they all just wear masks? They should just wear masks and go to work. They should just do that. You know?
And also this money with Proposition 30, okay, that money is already looking to going toward the general fund, folks. It's not going to education. They have to backfill some of that general fund. Now, people say, well, how can they do this? Because basically, again, if we're not realizing the fact that they're doing whatever they want to do, maybe I have to say that again, they're doing whatever they want to do. And another group we're having tonight is going to be for businessmen. It's time the business community and the regular community and law enforcement, everybody gets together and really builds our communities into a position to where we can be strong and more self-reliant. I mean, this is, you're talking to a guy basically, me, someone who's, you know, more of a, you know, grown up in the city, came here 36 years ago, and I'm looking at a situation now where, man, we really have to be more self-sufficient on what's going to happen in this state. The tax on the license fee, that's true.
That is true. I know they're trying to do that. Of course it is. Anyway, hey, we got to run, Ter.
All right, pal.
Okay, tonight
right,
at the...
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
At Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 Bonneview. If you have a problem with your fire tax, come out. We have a whole thing of forms and everything. We can help you with that. And business people, we encourage you to come out tonight.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
you, Terry. You know, I really love... these guys from the Bonneview gang, the Tea Party group, Elizabeth and Aaron and Terry.
Rally
They're
Sally, you know.
So passionate. They are so informed. They are so really, really wanting taking interest, really wanting to be educated. These are people that do reach across the aisle that want to know the facts.
Yeah,
it's
really
nice.
You know, people pull fun at them and call them names and all that. You know, the fact is that because you're an American, you want to learn about what's going on around you, and you want to have a say in your system, so you band together. So all of a sudden, you're a bad person. Well, what about the Democratic Central Committee? And they band together to have theirs. I mean, are they a bad person? No, of course not. You know, and they're saying, oh, well, they're a bunch of right wing and they haters. Well, you know what? They're not haters.
No. Nope.
That's not it. You know, there's probably parts of the Tea Party throughout the United States that are haters, just like there's parts of the fringe left that are haters. But you know what? To me, if you want to have a say in what's going on and you can talk about it, you can join other people that think like you, and then you have a say. And then what's wrong with being united and having a say, whether it's left, right, in the middle, progressive, socialist, whatever? You need to have a say. And so what you do is that you get involved. And if you don't vote, we're going to talk about that when we get back, but we're also going to talk about San Francisco doing away with.
You're going to talk about a new nudity ban that could possibly happen, and who won at the American Music Awards. We'll gonna cover some of that when we get back here. KCNR 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket. And with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our Smokin' Fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Well, I won't back.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:55 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. You know, it's getting close to Christmas. So you need to buy that Harley, and you want to buy it now before the sales tax changes, and you have to pay more. So head on down to Redding Harley-Davidson and talk to Nathan or Ernie or Jessica. They've got the motorcycle you want to ride. People identify you by what you ride in that motorcycle. So head down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Talk to them. Give them a call at 241-7117. If you want to experience the ride, you want to live the dream, head on down to Redding Harley-Davidson.
All right, so let's talk about the AMAs, which is the American Music American Music Awards. Country music really dominated in some of the categories, meaning a favorite band, duo, or group, Lady Antebellum. Favorite album for country, of course, Carrie Underwood, Blown Away. Favorite female artist, again, Taylor Swift, and Artist of the Year, three AMAs went to Justin Bieber. New Artist of the Year was Carly Rae Jepsen. You probably don't know who she is. She was Call Me Maybe. Favorite pop rock artist, Justin Bieber. And he's 18 years old, had his mom on stage. And so, you know, that's kind of where we're going.
We're changing his diaper.
We had Linkin Park as alternative rock. We had favorite album rap hip hop with Nicki Minaj. And Soul and R&B was Usher. So, okay, now let's move on to something else that happened in San Francisco that's happening. City lawmakers are scheduled to vote Tuesday, that's tomorrow, on an ordinance that would prohibit nudity in most public places. This is a blanket ban that represents an escalation of a two-year tiff between a devoted group of men who strut their stuff through the city's, of course, we call it the famous gay Castro district, and the supervisor who represents the area. On and on and on. There's, I'm not going to talk about it so much on the air, even though it's right here in the paper. I got to tell you that I don't think that they should allow nudity on the streets, and I'll tell you why. Okay, except they're talking about perhaps on those days that they may have open gay pride or whatever, they have a special permit for that day. But I can tell you, when I was waiting in line to take the tour of San Francisco on the cable car, there were 200 or 300 hairy butts I didn't want to see on bicycles.
Coming by. Male and female,
they
though,
were,
right?
And they were, I was looking at kids. I was looking at people with their kids. And I was thinking, girls with their...
Everything.
I'm sorry, but boobs hanging down to their waist and guys with hairy butts right there with their arms distance. I did not want to see that. And where were my rights?
You don't have rights.
I want to go on a cable car. I'm waiting in line at the cable car.
You don't want to.
Some of them did have coconut shells on. I have to tell you, thank God for that. I feel like that out.
First of all, riding a bicycle naked is not my idea of a good time, you know, anyway.
It's not a visual I want to see, no matter who you are. All right, so
okay,
anyway,
wait,
hopefully we'll keep following up on that.
Right.
Exemptions would be made for participants at permitted street fairs and parades.
Okay, well, you know what, only in San Francisco. Having 200 people, naked people, ride by you on bicycles, there was about that. Okay, now, if you don't think, we asked this young girl that was a waitress for us, asked her if she voted. She said, no, my vote doesn't count. I don't understand what's going on. Ask Gary Cadd and Dick Dickerson if your votes count. Gary Cadd won the city council election by 11 votes. 11 votes, and there's 23,000, according to Bruce Ross, that didn't vote in Shasta County, that were on the rolls, that could have voted, didn't. He won by 11. So count probably is that a recount can be costly for anybody that says, I want a recount. It could be $3,000 or $4,000 if you want everything recounted. So this is going to be interesting to see if Dick wants to have aspects of the election recounted. But right now, Gary Cadd's the winner. By a landslide of 11 votes. What that does is Jones, Bassetti, and Cadd. That ought to be interesting. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Both sides say they're open to a diplomatic solution, but for now, the Israelis and Hamas keep firing. Airstrikes in Gaza minutes ago. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither is live near the border.
And I write a rocket from Gaza hitting near an empty building. It's been like this all day in southern Israel, 42 rockets landing and 19 intercepted by the Iron Dome. In Gaza, Israel has attacked 100 targets, but many civilians are caught in the crossfire. 89 Palestinians killed since Wednesday and over 700 injured. Lisa?
Emily, thanks. On Wall Street, a rally right now fueled by optimism for a fiscal cliff deal. Also, some better-than-expected news on home sales in the mix. Right now, the Dow is up 163 points. More FBI agents killed in the line of duty at an average age of 38. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has the new report live in Washington. Wall-